Well, well, well. Look who arrived early. Were you that eager for our date, honey? How cute. Although, it's not like I wasn't looking forward to it myself. Though you are quite adorable. Come on in, sweetheart. Don't be shy and make yourself comfortable. That I was in the middle of setting the mood for, you know, tell me, do you like it? A little ambiance to make us closer. That I wanted to make sure we had a good mood going. After all, I want this to be memorable. That, I feel that this might be the first time you've ever come to someone's house like this. Oh, are you blushing? How cute. There's no need to be embarrassed, honey. I already knew. Do you know why I asked you out, honey? Well, it's because you're adorable. And when I saw you hang out with your friends, I saw how meek and shy you were. Oh, you always just instinctively obeyed everything they told you. When they told you to get them a drink, when they told you to give them tips, etc. Almost like a cute little puppy. I just wanted to collar you on the spot. And after I approached you, the way you started to stutter and blush all adorably was so cute. It was so obvious you weren't used to being close to a woman. Those eyes of yours, those innocent little eyes of yours, were glued to me all night long. You look almost hypnotized by me. I had to hold back from not devouring you on the spot. But I couldn't just rush into things, you know. But I could tell that you were craving for me to turn you into my plaything. For me to leash you up. You were just looking to surrender and relinquish control to me. Like a good boy. Oh, don't worry, honey. There's no need to be nervous. I know it can be quite scary when you're confronted with your biggest and naughtiest desires. But don't worry. I'll take good care of you, honey. All you have to do is let me put this choker on you. It's a nice pink leather choker with a little lock on the back that only I have the key for it. So once I put it on you, you won't be able to remove it, marking you as my personal pet. Do you like that idea, honey? Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. You're such a good boy for mommy. So eager to please. I knew you were just what I was looking for. My sweet little plaything. But I just know you've been craving this for a long time. To be dominated and turned to someone else's property. Because deep down, this is what you've always wanted to be. So turn around for me, darling. The choker will feel a little tight once I put it on. But you'll get used to it. Before you know it, you won't even realize you have it on. I also forgot to mention that the choker is adorned with my initials to show everyone that you belong to me and only me. Understood, honey? And what? Turn around for me, honey. There we go. Perfect. You look stunning with your new choker, honey. My OP little pet. You're just aching to please me, aren't you? I can see you wagging little butt side to side. You're just aching to obey my every desire. Like the good boy you are. Like the good dog you are. You're still a little rough around the edges. But don't worry. I'll mold you into my ideal slave. I'll have you begging for my attention. Yearning for my approval. And obey my every order, the good bitch you are. And as long as you behave, I promise to reward you generously with lots of love and praise. But if you misbehave, I will have to punish you until I'm satisfied. I might drag you around town with a leash, parading you around dog, for everyone to see that you're nothing but a slave for me. Not a man, not a person. Just a simple pet. Oh. Wait a second. Does that excite you? Oh my. That is quite unexpected. I expect you to be scared or nervous by the idea of it. But by the way you're blushing, something like that is probably just a reward for you, isn't it? You're into the idea of being paraded around and humiliated publicly. I'm gonna have to do something. Thorough examination to see what makes you tick. But I don't think you have anything else to do today, right? So why don't you stay the night, honey? Good boy. Good boy. So why don't you get undressed for me, honey? Then I want to see what my personal little bitch is working with. Come on. A little faster, honey. Good boy. Good boy. I expect you to listen to my orders ASAP. When I say bark, you bark like a dog you are. When I say kneel, you'll kneel like the slave you are. And if you disobey, I'll have to pull out my camera. That Since you like the idea of being paraded around so much, why don't I step it up a notch? You know how people have pages for their pets. I'll make something like that for you, where every time you disobey, I'll post your photos online for everyone in the world to see. And I'll let them decide how I should punish you. Be it whipping, locking you in chastity, pegging you. Whatever ideas seems the most fun and entertaining for me to watch. Oh, now that got a reaction for you. I'll even take photos and videos for them to watch, so that they can see what a naughty little whore you are. I might even open an OnlyFans for you, so that way they can start simping for you to get punished. Wouldn't that be fun? To become a full-on whore who gets punished in order to make money for your mistress and owner. I bet it would be. But as long as you do behave for me, you won't have to worry your pretty little head about that. Because if you obey all of my orders and whims without question, I'll even reward you. I might even give you a blowjob. Would you like that? I bet you probably never even had one before. Have you? Especially with how shy you are about getting undressed. You've probably never had someone willing to go this far with you. But I can see the way you're trying to cover up your little buddy. How cute. But why don't you move those hands of yours aside, honey? Now we've already gotten this far. There's no need for you to hide your dick away from me. Good boy. Good boy. Now let me see here. Is that as big as it gets? Oh my god. At least it's not a clit dick, I gotta say. But it is definitely on the smaller side of the spectrum. You're probably the smallest slave I've ever had. And believe me, I've had some small ones, but you definitely stand out. But it's okay. I think your panda is cute. And at least it's not dysfunctionally tiny. It's just small. And it is especially cute when it drops like that. While getting degraded. Almost as if it knows its place. Just like you. You're both aware that you're nothing but a slave to be used for my happiness and nothing more. A pretty little sex toy. Tell me. Do you like when I stroke it like this? I bet it feels really good to have my hand wrapped around your little big dick. Do you like having your cock touched, honey? I wonder how long you can last without coming. That it would be really pathetic if you not only had a pindick, but were also premature. It would honestly be laughably pathetic. But even if you are, it's fine. But I don't really want you for sex. You're pretty much like one of those fancy swords. So it's no real use in combat, but it's just here for my happiness and satisfaction. So all I need you to do is obey my orders and behave. Okay. Good boy. So it's okay if you come easily. It'll be a good way for me to reward you quickly without having to waste too much time. But unlike all your other crushes, I won't throw you away simply because you're a beta bitch boy with an open dick. Because if I wanted some big, alpha man, I probably would have just hit on one of your friends, to be honest. You probably wouldn't have even been surprised by such a sight, huh? That's probably just what you're used to. All the girls flirting with your friends, acting as if you don't exist. But it's okay, because you have me now, and you will be mine forever. You'll be my personal little bitch for the rest of your life. And whenever a girl sees you, they'll notice the choker on your neck and instantly know that you're already someone else's little bitch. My bitch. Oh my. Was that too much for your little pendant to handle? That you completely covered my hand with your comb. How nice. Look quite tasty. Since you have been so good so far, let me give your little friend some love before you go soft. Would you like that? Good boy. If you behave, I'll actually give you a proper blowjob next time. Would you like that? Then you better be a good boy for mommy.